Welcome to Catholic School Connection with Dr. Aaron Barisano. This is the program that gets you up to date with all things Catholic education in the Diocese of Orange. Let's get started. Here's Dr. Aaron.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Aaron Barisano, Superintendent of Schools here in the Diocese of Orange. And welcome to Catholic School Connection. This is our first installment of a radio show that will help us to connect our Orange County Catholic schools with the larger community. And I'm very happy to be here with you today as our Superintendent of Schools. I'm beginning my eighth month. I joined the diocese in July of 2018, and it's been a wonderful journey, and so excited to get our story out to a larger community through our radio show and our podcast. And to begin our inaugural program today, I brought with me two wonderful guests, Sister John Ellen Turner, who is the principal of St. Catherine's Academy here in Anaheim, and also Mr. Mike Brennan, who's the principal of Servite High School, also in Anaheim. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good. And our topic today, I thought we'd talk about charism. And charism in the context of our Catholic schools, both of our schools here, St. Catherine's Academy and Servite High School, have very unique charisms that really, really fuel the student life and the lived reality of the students at those schools. And so I invited our principals here to talk about what it means to be a leader of a school in that charism, and also how that charism really shapes the culture of their school. So, Sister, let's start with you, and if you'll maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about St. Catherine's Academy in Anaheim.
Thank you, Dr. Aaron. It's good to be here. When you gave us the topic of charism, I thought, well, that's kind of a different word for some folks, you know, but it really means gift. A charism is a gift, a graced gift from God, and the Holy Spirit took care of that at Pentecost and continues to do so today. The charism we have at St. Catherine's is truth, veritas in Latin. Our founder, St. Dominic, over 800 years ago, founded the order on truth because he was fighting a heresy of Albigensianism at that time. So what we do as a congregation and in our schools is our foundation is truth. So we teach that to the students, in my case, to our boys, and ask them to build their life and their foundation on truth, because integrity and truth drive a very solid and good life. And so from that foundation, we have ways to get to that truth. So we have pillars, and we call them community, ministry, study, and prayer. Community drives us locally in our own school and in our parent community, and helps us to become strong brothers and sisters in our school and to always be for the other person. Ministry drives us outside. Ministry is service, and that takes us to our local and global communities to help in service to the young, the poor, and the vulnerable in the area, which is the homeless, the Boys and Girls Club, the Grandma's House of Hope, which is the trafficked women and children, and to St. Vincent de Paul, which is across the street from us at St. Boniface Parish. So the boys live ministry that way by giving and reflecting on their giving and bringing that giving, making them aware of it all the time. Study is our third pillar, and that's the job of the students, to do the best they can to learn about truth in their subject areas, their curriculum, and in their disciplines. And then the fourth is prayer, which wraps everything together. We teach the charism as much as we can through language and through writing and conversation. And our demands of our boys, our discipline program is based on truth. That's pretty much what we are at St. Catherine's.
Great. That's beautiful. And those pillars, community, ministry, study, prayer, leading to a life of truth and integrity, these are things that the boys carry with them, not only experienced at St. Catherine. And so so we'll talk about that a little bit later, about the impact it has on their life once they leave St. Catherine. But let's turn over to Mike Brennan, the principal of Servite High School, also in Anaheim. And if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike, and a little summary of the charism at Servite High School.
Well, I'm Mike Brennan, and I've been the principal of Servite High School for the last 13 years. I'm very honored to represent the Order of Friar Servants of Mary. It's a order of priests that goes back about 800 years, close to 800 years. And it began in Monte Sinario, Italy, which is right outside of Florence. There are seven holy founders that are all saints, And so being a layperson and representing this order, you feel very honored, but at the same time, you're very humbled. And I'm very humbled to be here, and I'm really hoping that I do a good job representing the order today. And I'm a little bit nervous because you're representing men and women who have sacrificed so much in their lives. And so say a little prayer for me that I do a good job today. I'm not like Sister John Ellen, you know, who's a sister and she's religious and she just rattles it all off. So I'm very humbled, as I said. But Servite High School and the charism is really what gives meaning to the question, what does it mean to be Servite? And for our charism, and again, the Servites believe that it is a gift. It's a gift through the Holy Spirit that is received by a person for the good of the church. All Servites see their religious life as the charism itself. The charism has three parts, fraternity, devotion to Mary, and service. The fraternity aspect is brotherhood or community. The Mary aspect is a devotion to Mary, and really what you're doing is you're looking at Mary's life, how she led her life, and following her example as a role model. The Servites believe that she is the perfect role model of how you should live your life and how she points the way towards Christ and Christ pointing the way towards God. The third part is service. And in service, what the Servites state is that they're extending their fraternity to serve all people and all communities. And so for the friars, they don't just focus on education. They don't just focus on providing medical care. Wherever a friar goes, the friar then uses the charism and serves the people of that community. So if that community needs water, the friar will dig wells. If that community needs a school, the friar will start a school. So the friar really looks to the needs of the community and then serves the community through the charism. What we do at Servite is we then take that charism and we use it as the foundation of everything we do at the school. So when you attend some schools, you don't attend Servite. What you're actually doing is you're becoming Servite over a 4-year period of time and learning what it means to put this charism into your life as the foundation of your life.
That's beautiful. And again, these are things that our young people absolutely need, these gifts given through the Holy Spirit and this idea of charism, these gifts of grace, going back to our writings of Paul, right? Extraordinary, supernatural, these transitory gifts that are given through the Holy Spirit and received in grace for the common good. And both of you described that in very unique ways. And although those charisms are unique to each of the orders that you represent in the schools, there are some crossover there. And I saw that when you talked, Sister, about community, and then Mike about that fraternity and that brotherhood and ministry and service, the parallels there, and prayer, and then that devotion to Mary, really, really that alignment, again, unique but similar. Now, it's worth it noting, I don't know if it's clear to our listeners, that St. Catherine's School is an all-boys school, right. As is Servite. So, Sister, before we were talking, both of us with Mike, about some of your boys, or a number of your boys, mm-hmm. continue on at Servite. Mm-hmm. How do you think that living and being formed in this charism of the Dominicans then translates into being Servite?
It's kind of smiling because we call ourselves the little brother school to Servite. And when the boys leave us, they have a formation day during the summer, freshman formation week, I believe it is. And there was one day that I went over a couple of years ago, and they were doing a lot of community building. Then they went to the gym and they stood in lines for 30 minutes in quiet reflection, absolutely still. And afterwards, the boys ran over to me and they said, "Sister, we thought we left St. Catherine's." And I kind of smiled and I said, "You just got an extension, a very strong extension." Servites were founded just right after the Dominicans.
Okay.
And they were right around the same time. And I think at that time there was a lot of fighting going on against the church, a lot of misunderstandings. And so I think sending our boys to Servite is very, very comfortable for us. It's the school I encourage with the parents. And I feel that when the boys take truth to Servite and live Credo, which is their motto, which is to believe, then that just extends who they are. And they'll come back. They came back to help us with an open house. About 7 or 8 of the boys came back from Servite. And they walked around with the families and they talked about where they are now at Servite and how they're so grateful to be there. They love the school. And I was kind of listening in, you know, they're going to say anything about I was kind of laughing. Yeah. And they said it built on St. Catharines. And they said, we lived the pillars at St. Catharines and we brought them to Servite.
Oh.
And so I did see a connection there with them. And I know it's because of the mission of Servite and the mission of St. Catharines are pretty much the same, to build men of character based in their spirituality. And that happens with both of our schools.
Right. And Mike, then you're at the receiving end of that. So I'm sure you get students from a lot of different backgrounds. But those students that are formed at St. Catharines, what difference do you see in that, in them becoming Servite?
Well, I think the big difference is really Sister John Ellen. And she's going to get mad and probably not like what I'm about to say, because she is the nicest person I know and the most loving and kind person I know. And if anyone knows Sister John Ellen, they know that to be true.
I know that to
Everyone
be true
loves
as well.
Her. She's getting upset with me right now. But she just does such a tremendous job, and she understands Servite so well.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's able to do is she's able to give the kids the building blocks that are necessary for them to come into the school because of her leadership. And if her leadership wasn't there, we might not have such a smooth transition. But because of her and the work of all the ladies that are there and all the sisters and the men and women, they just do a terrific job providing the foundation that the kids need, and that understanding of brotherhood, leadership, character development, because that's really what we're all about at Servite. You know, academics is important. Doing well in athletics is important. But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is living an honorable life, you know, loving God, loving your neighbor, serving others. And you can have some very bright boys who don't do those things, and they can go on to do some really bad things.
Yeah.
And you can have some kids that maybe they're not as bright. They're just average students.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're so loving and kind and they have such a good connected heart to their head, they're able to move on and do great things. So that's what we really focus on at the school. And I think that's what Sister John Ellen and the sisters also focus on at St. Catharines.
And I think that what a powerful connection to get that foundation at the elementary level in those really formative years, and then to be able to carry that on at the high school level as our young men continue to grow and develop into the people that God calls them to be and dreams them to be. And so we're blessed here. We're blessed here in the Diocese of Orange to have this very special place for our young men to grow and to be these men of integrity, of truth, of justice, and to be holy young men. And so we'll take a break right now and come back to talk a little bit more about charism at St. Catharine Academy and at Servite High School.
This is John Romeri, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Catholic School Connection. I'm Dr. Erin Barisano, Superintendent of Schools here in the Diocese of Orange. And our guests today are Sister John Ellen, the principal of St. Catherine Academy here in Anaheim, and Mr. Mike Brennan, the principal of Servite High School. And we're talking today about charisms. We have two principals here whose schools really live their charisms, the Dominican charism at St. Catherine's Academy and the Servite charism at Servite High School for the Servants of Mary. And I'd like to turn it over to Mike to really talk to us, explain a little bit about that formation that takes place over the summer before those ninth graders come to you. You have a very unique formation experience for the young men. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the young men, eighth grade, and then also transfer students, or anyone who's missed our, what we call our freshman formation weekend, and sometimes we have seniors there, and we use that experience to humble the seniors a little bit, to let them know that, hey, you know, you're joining Servite High School, and there's some expectations of what it means to be Servite. When the kids come in, they come in from 50, 60 different schools. And they all come in with different belief systems and different thinking and emotions and things. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build them into what does it mean to be Servite, start the development of their brotherhood, but also start the development of their teamwork. And so the weekend starts where they come into the gymnasium and we start teaching them what it means to be Servite. Yeah. And we start teaching them the charism. And we start teaching them the importance of God and Christ and the Blessed Mother in their lives. When they finish that, they then go outside and they start doing team building activities and they start working together. We divide them all up into little priories. You can kind of think of it like Hogwarts a little bit, where they come in and you put them in different little priory groups, and then they start working together, doing different projects, competing against each other. The one thing that if you work in an all-boys school, they like to compete, and they like to compete against each other. So you set up some competitions, some friendly competitions. We have them make banners of what their priory means. Right. We have them sing songs. We have a big campfire. And then on Sunday, we have a mass where all the families come in. The students are also there, all the new students. And we have a mass so we can start enjoying the Eucharist together and making that commitment all together. The weekend is run completely by our priory leadership program, so it's completely student-led.
Wow.
There are adults there,
okay.
And so we supervise,
okay.
But it is the students who really lead the weekend.
Wow.
And so we don't have an ASB at Servite High School. We have a priory leadership program at Servite.
Okay.
So our prior general, which would be equivalent to most ASB presidents, he's there, and it's his responsibility to lead the way and to make sure that his men are representing Servite and role modeling what it means to be Servite to the younger brothers who are now coming in.
Right. So that's a powerful leadership opportunity as well. That's great.
Yes. And it took a little bit of time for us to get all this together, because what we had to do is, in order to develop our formation weekend and what we call our formation program, is we had to take the charism and the guiding principles of the order and use that as the foundation and develop all of our student outcomes, or align our student outcomes to the charism and the guiding principles. And then we had to align our philosophy statement, our mission statement, our vision statement. And then we have a statement called faith-filled leadership, which is kind of one of the mottos of the school.
Great.
We're developing faith-filled leaders.
Uh-huh.
And what that really means is that we're just developing young men to be Christ so others can see Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to align all of that to the charism of the order. But it gets a little bit difficult, because it gets so deep in theology that when you read it, sometimes not everyone understands it. Because the charism can get pretty deep in theology, and it can be kind of difficult at times. So what we did is we created four formation themes so we could live the charism as a student body and have everybody working on it together. So if a kid goes into English, it's not just academics, it's formation themes. Athletics, it's not just athletics, it's formation themes. How are you going to be a better person reading Tom Sawyer or a book? How are you going to be a better person playing a sport or being in tri-school theater? So our formation themes are primacy of faith, necessity of other, mastery of self, and centrality of Christ. So if our boys are able to achieve those formation themes, we know that they're achieving every other aspect of the school and the charism, because everything is completely aligned.
That's very powerful, and what you just described is really a deepening of that charism. So it's not just at the superficial level, but a lived reality in the life of your students. Sister, going back to you, how at St. Catherine's do you and your faculty help deepen that charism for the experience of those boys?
Thank you, Dr. Aaron. It's similar to Servite. We're Dominicans, and St. Catherine's is a school for boys, just like Servite is. And boys learn differently than girls do. So boys need structure. They need the direction. And so that's the way we have to live our charism there. They have great ideas and everything, but how to get them down to being able to accomplish it and complete it. So we have four companies, because we have a military tradition. So Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and each of the companies is founded after a saint. So it's St. Dominic, St. Catherine, St. Martin de Porres, and St. Thomas Aquinas. And so they have a banner that has their company letter, A, B, C, or D, and their saint, and their pillar. So it's community, ministry, study, or prayer. So they're responsible throughout the year to show how they live that. It's interesting that the military tradition after school, throughout the school, we begin with reflections before each period, because we just need to look at what we're doing, how God's involved in our life, and then go ahead with that particular discipline. So the boys learn them, they chant them, they do everything, they march with them, all of the pillars, and of course around truth. But we did have one boy one time that what we're trying to do as a staff is to, I don't know how to say it, but just to make it part of us, to make it part of our skin. So the teachers, when they do comments on report cards, they reflect the pillars. They'll say, John's living community very strongly. He needs a little bit of help with his study pillar and that. So they incorporate that. Okay. When the boys are in trouble, they reflect on the pillars. And so this one boy was in trouble, a fifth grader, and I happened to walk by Captain's office and I just stayed there and I listened. And Captain had said to him, how was community part of your decision? And he said, oh, it wasn't, Captain. I wasn't being a brother at all. I was just thinking of myself, and I'm so sorry. And Captain said, what about ministry? And he said, if I was a good person during that, I would have reached out and not hurt somebody else. And I'm so sorry I did that. And he said, Captain said, study. He said, no, I didn't. If I had studied it, I would have known it was going to be a messed up thing and I shouldn't have done it. And then he said, and Captain, I definitely didn't pray about it. So they're living it. And, right. And when the boys leave us, as I shared, they go to Servite, they come back. And I said, remember, we're Credo. And they said, yes, but we're Veritas too, sisters. So they're able to combine the two together. And many of our boys come back when I go out on promotions, because we have a boarding school also besides a day program. Uh-huh. We have a boarding school. When I go out to talk to families and things, the alums always come from that area and they always come back and they, sister, we have your back. And they stand there and they talk about the school. Some of them are in college, out of college, married.
Okay.
Grandparents, you know, they come from all over, but it's good that they remember. And it's something, as Mike said, charism goes on. You just don't check it off. And it's not something you can ever really complete.
Uh-huh.
We have to work on it. Every year we look at different ways. Right. How are we going to do it now? We're going to include it in this. The language is going to say that. So it goes on. And the sisters, even though we're Dominicans through and through, we're still learning more and more about our charism.
Right. And mm-hmm. I think that impact that you described, sister, that's the transformation, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about mm-hmm. and what we're working towards mm-hmm. in recognizing that grace continues on and on and on. And it doesn't end when you graduate St. Catharines. It doesn't end after formation weekend for our Servite young men. It doesn't end at graduation. But that's really, you know, in all of our Catholic schools really is this transformation so that when they leave the confines of our schools, that they will take that with them to affect not only their lives, but the lives of those that they touch. And that's the beauty there. Now, I had the honor last Saturday night. We were joking because both St. Catherine's Academy and Servite High School had their big events, and I started it at Servite High School and then went over to St. Catherine's so that just to experience that with the communities and both communities, as you described, sister, had people who came back, alumni, mm-hmm. who come back to celebrate with current students, with current families. And that really, to me, speaks volumes about the impact that it has and that charism that is taken with them throughout all aspects of their life. Now, along that same vein, we've talked a lot about the formation of students, but we know that in order to form students, our adults mm-hmm. need to be formed as well. And so how do you, as the leaders of these schools, help to bring the adults in the students' lives along and deepen the charism in their own lives?
I'm not going to go first. Sister's going first.
Well, we work so closely on this, both Servite and St. Catharines. That's the task.
That is the task.
That is the task for us because we only see the parents out of formal settings. I've had two generals so far this year, significant meetings, talking about the formation and asking them to be part of it. So in my writings, I write a letter each week. It includes charism. Mm-hmm. I blast out every Sunday night. It has something to do on the phone. It has something to do with charism. I don't know how good we're doing. We did have one mother at the beginning of this school year. She emailed me and she said, sister, look at these. It was a text. Look at the pictures. We're cleaning up the beach for ministry. You know, the kids were down there on the beach where they were picking up papers to give to that pillar, you know.
Yeah.
And so the parents get it. The ones that are around us more get it better.
Of course.
But it is a task. It's, and Servite, their formation program included adults.
Uh huh.
did a great job with that, too, at a meeting that you gave. And,
yeah, we work really hard on our professional development with our faculty and staff because they have to have a deep understanding and they have to be able to be role models and represent the order.
Right,
and if
right.
people aren't ready to represent the order 24 hours a day all the time, then they can't really be part of our community working there.
Sure.
For parents, we're working very hard on doing more parent formation.
Okay.
And it can be difficult because you have parents coming from different religious beliefs, different thinking. However, with the charism that we have and St. Catherine has, it kind of transcends all religions and all beliefs and all thinking.
Right.
I do think that one area of the school that people get a little confused on at our schools is that they see the all boys and they hear fraternity. And they automatically think, oh, my goodness, it's Animal House. And it's not.
No.
You have two schools whose patronesses are women. You have St. Catherine's.
Right.
And they're using her as the role model.
Sure.
We're using the Blessed Mother as the role model. So we are the furthest thing from Animal House, and we are the furthest thing from teaching boys to be boys. You know that expression, oh, boys will be boys. No, boys won't be boys. There's a behavior that's expected at both of our schools that our boys are going to be loving, kind, loyal, gentle, and they're going to be all the things that our culture and our society wants them to be. And this notion of boys will be boys is just wrong. But for some people, we have to use the charism to get them to understand that, no, boys won't be boys.
Yeah.
There's an expectation here, and we're going to teach these boys principles to live the rest of their lives. Because if they don't have these solid principles, they're going to flounder.
Right.
And that's what we think culture is right now. People are floundering because there's not solid principles. So most of the boys will say for Servite, they'll say, when I was at Servite, it was difficult, but boy, is Servite a great place to be from once they leave. And once they get to college and they grow up, then they have a deeper appreciation of Servite, and I'm sure they have a deeper appreciation of St. Catherine's.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. And you said the things that the integrity that these kids want and that our world wants, and I'm going to even push it a little further, that this is what our world needs. This is absolutely what our world needs. So I thank you, Sister John Ellen, for the work that you do with those young men at St. Catherine's Academy. And Mike Brennan, thank you for all of your faithful leadership for forming those young men at Servite. Thank you for being here with us. You've joined us on our inaugural episode here at Catholic School Connection. I'm Dr. Erin Barisano, Superintendent of Schools here for the Diocese of Orange. We are here connecting our OC Catholic schools with the larger community. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Catholic School Connection with Dr. Erin Barisano. If you'd like to catch this program again, download the podcast at OCCatholic.com and click the radio drop-down menu. That's OCCatholic.com and click radio. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.